Our gospel lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Mark in the 13th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is here. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. The heavens and the earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about the day or the hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven or the Son, only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and he puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, at midnight, or at the cock crow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I will say to all. Keep awake. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Maybe you've seen them advertised on television, or maybe you have somebody in your life that has purchased a fidget spinner. You've heard of them, haven't you? They're one of the hottest fad toys for 2017. A fidget spinner is a little device that has paddle-shaped blades around a central core. And when you squeeze the core, the blades, and give the blades a flick, they will begin to spin. Because they're colorful and inexpensive, just a few dollars a piece, many children have a bunch of them. And many schools have discouraged them coming to school. But these toys have generated this great controversy, in fact, to the point at which there are even schools that have banned them, although they're supposed to help kids with certain kinds of problems be able to concentrate. Over time, the fad will fade and the fidget spinners will gather dust along with the hula hoops, the troll dolls, the beanie babies, and the jelly bracelets. Not all fads are limited to children, though. Adults are equally susceptible to fads. Two words: pet rocks. For those of you who don't know what that is, over a six-month period in the mid-1970s, 1.5 million pet rocks were sold. These smooth stones were sold in cardboard boxes with a nest of straw and breathing holes. You wouldn't want your rock to not be able to breathe. After all, it's a pet. Sane people, normal people, teachers, doctors, stockbrokers went to work and they had a pet rock on their desk. Go figure. More recently, at least in the last 20 years, these fads have come and gone. Let me name a few. Razor scooters. WWJD bracelets, flash mobs, speed dating, cupcake stores. I'm seeing some heads nodding, yep. Mm-hmm. Words with friends, although there are still a few of us that play that game. Boy bands, oxygen bars, and the Macarena, that famous dance. Fads, all of them, fads, some of which we may have never known. What is a fad? The dictionary definition includes an intense but short-lived fashion, craze, temporary fashion, notion, manner of conduct, etc., especially one enthusiastically followed by a group. All of which brings us to fads connected to the Bible, especially passages describing the return of Christ. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, "The stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming on clouds with great power and glory." Keep your eyes open, the Bible says. When you see these things taking place, you will know he is near. The apocalyptic elements of the scripture, Daniel, Revelation, and some of the words of Jesus have been seized on by theologians and preachers almost to a faddish level. If you know your church history, the Anabaptists in 1530 in Munster, Germany, sold everything they had because Christ was coming again. It's 2017, he's a little overdue. The Millerites of the early 1840s took to the mountains by the thousands to wait for Christ. The frenzy of the early 1970s that attended the publication of the book The Late Great Planet Earth. The Branch Davidians in 1993. The Left Behind series of books and movies. And remember the franticness over Y2K? We keep seizing on these moments. This list only scratches the surface of an apocalyptic fever which has raged through human community over the millennia. More recently, in 2011, the end times and the return of Christ caught the attention of the world when a radio preacher named Harold Camping studied the Bible and came to the conclusion the world would end on the 21st of May, 2011. After sharing this prediction with his listeners, he used millions of dollars of their donations on his message to put it all over billboards around the country, 5,000 billboards. He estimated 7 million people would die. I'm sorry, 7 billion people would die. May 21st came and went, no return of Christ. Camping's followers expressed astonishment and disappointment and denounced him as a false prophet. He amended the date to October 21st. The world still didn't end, but it really didn't matter because the fad, the fever, had subsided. Camping should have read verse 32. About the day and the hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, only the Father. Clearly, fads come and go, whether they involve fidget spinners or biblical prophecies. But the truth is, nothing really endures. Jesus himself said that absolutely everything will pass away, including heaven and earth. The question for us is this: what and when will not fade and disappear? This is the preaching point and the takeaway I want you as the congregation of this church to remember, everything will come and go. Everything except the Word of God. Jesus said, "My words will not pass away." The Word of the Lord is our solid foundation in an ever-changing world, so that every day we need to keep awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come. Our challenge is to move from fad to foundation. As we begin this Advent season, let us build our lives on something more solid than a pet rock. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus offers words that are foundational to the Christian life. Unfortunately, the Gospel of Mark does not include this important set of teachings. Mark tells us that Jesus went through Galilee proclaiming the message right there in the first chapter of his Gospel. But then he skips over three chapters of teachings that appear in the Gospel of Matthew. So Mark is not a big help when it comes to the words of Jesus. Better we should turn to Matthew, in which Jesus says, "Do not resist the evildoer. Give your cloak. Go the second mile. Give to those who beg from you. And love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Such words are difficult to hear, and they're even more difficult to follow. Jesus begins saying, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth." And this makes perfect sense to us. After all, we live with a justice system that generally follows conventional wisdom. It only seems fair, an eye for an eye. But the immutable and eternal words of Jesus point to a different reality. God makes his sun rise, his sun, S-U-N, rise on the evil and the good. In this reality, everyone, evil and good, righteous and unrighteous, is a child of God. And God loves all of his children and provides for them, whether they be saints or sinners. Our job as Christians is not to follow fads that tend to lift some people up and bring others down. Instead, we are to try to love people as God loves them, seeing the image of God in people who may look very ungodly to us. Seeming to drift into sarcasm, Jesus asks, "If you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?" In other words, if you only love your friends and family, have you accomplished anything? Anyone can do that. Even the corrupt tax collectors of the Roman Empire, who loved to oppress people, can love their family and friends. Jesus says, "Do not resist the evildoer." Jesus is not being soft on evildoers. He's not being soft on sinners here. But the teaching is to resist, that resistance can lead to an escalation of violence. When we push back, we can bring the temperature up on whatever the argument is. Nelson Mandela took this approach in South Africa when he said, "If you want to make peace with your enemy, you have to work with your enemy, and then he becomes your partner." For in this world, we really are in it together. "Give your cloak," says Jesus. "Throw the second mile. Show your neighbors you love them so much that you will literally give the coat off your back. Demonstrate that you are seeing God so clearly in them that you will walk a great distance with them." Such generosity is not a fad. It is foundational to the Christian walk. Look at the oppressive Roman soldier in the eye and see the image of God in him. Carry his gear a little further than the law allows so that he will be forced to see you as a person, not as a pack animal. Make him so uncomfortable that he'll have to wrestle his gear out of your hands and take it back to avoid breaking the law. The words of Jesus are foundational, and at times they can be funny. Give to everyone who begs from you. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Each of these commandments, we are being challenged to see other people in a new light, in the light of Jesus' words. His words run counter to common sense. As we walk in this way, we begin to see our neighbors as children of God, as people who carry inside of them the very image of God, even though they work very hard to not let anybody see it. Friends, none of this is easy, but the key to it is following words that last forever. What Jesus says is never a fad. Never, ever a fad. Instead, it is foundational to Christian living. Fads, by definition, will fade. Indeed, everything is doomed to disappear. Except the words of Jesus. When everything else goes out of style, his teachings are worth keeping. And it is at this table that we are nourished to be able to go counter to common sense and love those who hate us, bear the burdens of those who have brought the house down on their own heads, and walk that extra mile out of our way to be a companion to someone who is lost. Come to the table. The nourishment is for you, for your journey, and for the challenges of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I invite you to come.